Today is August 30th, and the time is 9:16. Let's go. We are meeting in room 61 South Main, room 306, for this work session. Let's go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Angie Nelson, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Cherise Bills, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Brian McKenzie with the Clerk Auditor's Office.
Neil Geddes with the Attorney's Office. Too bad we didn't buy water, we would have no standoff.
Yeah.
Wait till CED and the assessors get going.
I'm Wright, Davis County Public Works.
Curtis Scope, Clerk Auditor.
Randy Elliott, County Commission.
Rob Stevenson, Commission.
Andy Hansen, Assessors.
Lisa Manning, Assessor.
Mike Kendall, Attorney's Office.
Tony Thompson, Community Economic Development, Property Manager.
Jeff Oyler, CED.
Kent Anderson, CED.
And Chris Bone, Human Resources.
All right, we're here to meet for the talk about the annexation of Alberta area to North Salt Lake, presented by Jeff Oyler, Family Manager, and the others from CED. It's nice to see that up on the board. That's just a little puzzle piece that hopefully the puzzle will be solved.
Yeah.
So, I think collectively, a bunch of us for a long time have been working towards this. I know that Kent and I have been working on it. I know that the commissioners have worked on this. I know that Curtis has worked on it. I know Adam has, Tony. For quite some time, we've said this little area right here, which is the last bastion of Alberta in the unincorporated county, it needs to go to North Salt Lake. And we've been leaning on North Salt Lake for the last 5 years. And it appears that we are now at the time when they have decided we're going to move forward. So they reached out to me last week, and they've got a timeline put together. If we can stay on this timeline, this would be done by the end of November, would be in their city. The reason I wanted to have a work meeting with our commissioners and everyone is to talk about the process. They have proposed a process that is rarely used in state code, and it's unique. I'm not aware of anybody using this. We've never used it, but I'm sure somebody has. So I want to make sure that you guys are comfortable with what is being proposed and that it's acceptable. So pass those around.
Jeff, hold on. Is this an illegal meeting because we've got three attorneys in here?
I don't know.
If we had a prosecutor, it'd be considered a rape. Oh. We kept trying.
So the process by which North Salt Lake has proposed that we annex would involve both entities, the county and the city, would both hold a public hearing, and we have to notice every property owner inside the annexed area, which is everything you're looking at right here.
How many households are in that?
You see, this is Bountiful City in the tan, and the gray around it is North Salt Lake. Tony did some work this morning and determined that we've got
this little picture right there, if you want to address that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. About 311 households, representing probably 900 to 1,000 residents.
Let me clarify that just a little bit. I just gave Jeff that number in the hallway coming down here. That's 311 units that a family could be in. There's some R2 zoning in there, so there could be possible two families in some of those 311 numbers.
So 311 units in about 1,000 people?
Yeah. Roughly. That's just an estimation. You'd have to go door to door to see what it is exactly, but you're looking at about 1,000 residents.
We'll mail each resident.
Yes.
The notice. Okay.
Each owner.
Yeah. So we both hold a public hearing, and then we both entities would pass a resolution saying this property goes to North Salt Lake City.
the order of that?
The county does it first, and then North Salt Lake carries on basically a mirror of that same process, saying we're going to accept this by resolution, and that's the way they do it.
Do you know, Jeff, do they do their meetings on Tuesdays or Thursdays?
I think they're on Tuesdays.
Well, they're saying that they would hold their
hearing
on. They hold their first meeting on October 4th. They mail their notices on the 17th and have their final meeting where they adopt everything on November 15th.
So we could do it in the morning. They could do it in the evening.
To stay on this schedule, we would need to hold our public hearing on the 27th of September. Some of the finer points of the law is that, and maybe this is, I don't know why North Salt Lake chose to go down this route. Mike and I have talked about this, and I'll let him talk about what the law says, but one of the main things that, by going through this process, is you don't have to vet
protests.
People can't protest. That they can come to a public hearing and they can say whatever they want at a public hearing. That's the process. But we don't have to go through any official protest period.
So our thoughts are to hold this hearing in our commission meeting then?
Well, that was my thought is that we would do this at a commission meeting. We can do whatever we want to do.
Are they going to hold theirs in the evening?
The timing's a little bit different because what they're proposing, so that you guys understand, so there's two different types of annexation. There's an annexation that occurs with a petition request, and then there's this provision in the law which allows annexation to occur without a petition.
Okay.
But you have to meet one of four, there's only four ways that you can do that. And one of those is for the county legislative body to hold a public hearing that's no less than 15 days after you go ahead and send notice, and you are making a recommendation of the annexation to the municipality, right? So basically the county, they're saying, let's follow this provision, let's have the county come in, let's have the county recommend that, hey, these are the circumstances, this is an unincorporated island, it's entirely, which is the definition, it's entirely surrounded by incorporated areas, and it's within the annexation area, or what they call the expansion area of North Salt Lake. If they meet those two things, then the county can come in, hold the public hearing, and make this recommendation to the municipality that it annex this area.
Okay.
Once we've done that, then they can go ahead and move forward under their provisions to say, we've received this recommendation from the county, we're going to hold our hearing, we're going to do what they need to do under their provisions. So that's why ours is first, theirs is following.
How do these people protest? They protest.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So what North Salt Lake is proposing to do is they're asking the county to consider after it provides the notice and as it holds the public hearing, they're asking the commission to consider making findings, and you're going to have to take it into account. It's a hearing, so you're going to have to be informed on what the circumstances are, you know, allow the public testimony or comment to come in, and you're going to have to be able to make these findings. But and these are the four findings that they would like to be found: that the area to be annexed can be more efficiently served by the municipality than by the county, that the area to be annexed is not likely to be naturally annexed by the municipality in the future as a result of urban development. The annexation of the area is likely to facilitate the consolidation of overlapping functions of local government. And the annexation of the area is likely to result in an equitable distribution of community resources and obligations. So if you can go through and find those four items based on existing development in the area, natural and other conditions that may limit future development, or other factors, is what the statute says, then an owner within that area who would initially had an option to submit a written protest, that would be curbed, meaning that would be precluded.
Are they expecting much pushback on this?
I expect that there's going to be some pushback. I mean, just over time, we've talked to different residents down there. There'll be plenty of people that don't want to be in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that we should be prepared to talk about is that what would be at the average value of a house, what would be the tax, property tax difference from the county to the city? I think we should be prepared to talk about some of those things.
We looked at that just briefly. If you look at the North Salt Lake tax rate, average home, $600,000 with a 45% residential tax exemption, would be $308 in North Salt Lake taxes.
So the increase of $308?
An increase of $300?
Well, right now they're not paying the city tax, so that would be
the addition. But they back off the unincorporated tax.
Well, and that's what I was asking Tony about, and I couldn't find that in the levy, so I'd like to see that, because I remember you saying the exact same thing.
Here, I'll give it to you right now. One second. Mike?
Sorry, can I ask a question just on those factors that you said need to be determined in that public hearing? Is that referring to the public hearing in 5A of that section? Because as I was reading that, I understood that to be a public hearing that the legislative body of the municipality would hold, not necessarily the county. Or am I missing something?
No. if you read down in 8C,
that's referring to subsection 5B.
Yeah.
Which is
the yeah, you're right.
So that would be North Salt Lake City that has to make that determination, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not our county commission.
Yeah.
No, we have to make those four findings.
No, because it says yes again. If you read at the very end of that section, it says if the county legislative body formally recommended annexation and has made a formal finding. So you're right. It's combined in C saying, look, if after this, the city concludes its public hearing, they can adopt an ordinance without complying with the protest under 8A if the county has done that.
Okay, so we need to make that a formal thing.
Yeah. So, Jeff, when do we need to do our public hearing then? What time? And
we would need to do our public hearing on September 27th. We would need to send these notices out by the end of next week. So that's why this is, that's why I wanted to have this work meeting, because if we're going to go down this road, I've got to have notices prepared to go out by the end of next week.
Let's do it. At least I'm saying let's do it. All of them says.
No, this is, I mean, hey, fire's hot. Let's get this done.
It will likely be a big public hearing.
Yeah, sure it will be. Okay.
Do we want to do it in a commission, as part of a commission meeting, or would you like to push it to an evening meeting?
Okay, that's going to work for me on the evening, so 10 o'clock is going to have to work. We'll just go a little bit long.
Would we want to not schedule anything else on that day?
I mean, you could go through your business and then hold the public meeting at the end or something.
At the end, yeah.
So let's go through business and hold the public meeting at the end?
Yeah, I know what Joseph, I think there'll be some, I could be quite wrong on this, I think there'll be some
some, but I don't think it will be overbearing. I think the ones that's going to be overbearing, if it does happen, is going to be that North Salt Lake.
So some of the things that we talked about, just some of the pros is they're going to have better waste collection. That'd be uniform in North Salt Lake. Right now, they got a contract individually for that. A positive for us is we don't have to do law enforcement down there anymore. We wouldn't have to do snow removal down there. We're not going to be taking care of the roads anymore. We have been holding up Utopia from going into that area. Utopia's ticked off at the county, but I've said, no, you're not going in there, because I wanted to hold that as a sledgehammer over North Salt Lake to say, you want these residents to have, if you as a resident want to have high-speed internet, get in the city. So there'll be people that are happy about that.
Yeah, and that's...
We stopped an entire apartment complex from getting high-speed internet just because I wanted them to have a motivation, because there's not many.
One comment on that. I think the reality of this, in addition to being, all the factors, including being surrounded by incorporated area and where it is it's receiving, and in many ways, receiving the benefit of the assets of incorporated cities.
Yep.
Right. And if the county would have not put its foot down and stopped the opportunity to continue to have high speed internet and things like that, that's another significant benefit of living within a municipality, having municipal type services, things of that nature. And there's pros and cons of having living within an incorporated area, but I think that's part of the analysis here is, it's not effective and efficient for the sheriff's office in North Salt Lake and Bountiful to be combining to serve that area on a specific basis. It's not efficient for, our snow plows to be coming from the location that they are down there. And those are impacts on the county citizens as a whole that are, bearing the brunt of servicing this specific small area that would be far better served by North Salt Lake. Much closer in their police department, much closer in their public works, getting access to utilities and things that they so desire, moving along those lines.
Can we make sure to have that map for that hearing?
I think following up too on Curtis's comment about the unincorporated rate that was charged, so they've replaced the unincorporated rate with the North Salt Lake rate. There is a difference. That difference would net a $106 increase. So it is $308 for North Salt Lake, but it's $202 for the
unincorporated. That's a $600,000 home.
Yeah.
But to Mike's point,
look at the services you get.
Look at the services.
Yeah.
And who are they using the service for? If you go to a park right now, is there a park in that unincorporated?
Just school grounds.
Just school grounds, right. So this is about efficiency. And there are several areas. This is one of them, that this has been a challenge in our county. Running sheriffs down there. In theory, the sheriff is supposed to patrol that area. Adam's running plows down there. It's incredibly inefficient. And this is not what unincorporated county space was meant to be. I don't know if there's a more urbanized area in our county than what we're talking about here. So
who supplies your water?
South Davis Water. It's a private water company.
So they only do it in that area?
No, they do it in a larger area. It's probably one of the reasons that this still exists, because they've got a private water company running. There's a few of them around the county. But
goes to South Davis Sewer, goes to Rocky Mountain Power.
And South Davis Fire.
And this may not be popular, but I think it's consistent with what the county has outlined in recent years. Yeah. You go to the north, we said 10 acres. Why?
The general plan says that development needs to occur within incorporated municipalities.
Right. So this is just being consistent with what the county has said. These areas need to be incorporated. They need to be serviced by cities so that they can have high-speed internet. Kevin doesn't want to be running that business.
At the end of the meeting, Grant is going to say, but I'll watch.
Yes. Real quick, little hand, what do we got in Bountiful? You said there was a little parcel there that's unincorporated county, or where is that at? You
just right,
where? To your left, just a little bit, right above that 3100 South.
Yeah. Isn't that right there?
I thought that was it.
Right here.
So tell me, what's
right
that
here.
About?
Yeah.
That's a commercial business. It used to be Educated Supply part okay. of it, and that is now a quick loan.
Okay. Is there any way we get that into Bountiful?
We'll send that to North Salt Lake, because this is North Salt Lake. Lake.
It is North Salt Lake?
Yeah, this is right here on both sides of it.
Okay.
So we'll just make sure that piece goes in with it.
Okay.
I don't know that North Salt Lake's aware of that. I'm going to make them aware of that. I mean, this is, I feel like this is an all or nothing.
Wait, is this where we get all our taxes from? It's a quick loan?
you have the ability to only do part of this. I think this needs to be an
let's
all.
Let's do it. Let's just
the whole
it
thing.
There.
Let's do this whole, the whole thing. Let's get this okay. done.
Yes, I agree.
One other little piece that I think just to be aware of is that this would be probably generally a negative to the neighbors, the people that live there, is that they're going to have to go on a new address grid in North Salt Lake. This is all on a Bountiful address grid, and that's probably not going to be popular.
I heard that 6 years ago.
To change addresses, so that's just something to be aware of.
Yep.
I don't know, Adam, have you got any concerns about this one way or another from a street standpoint or project standpoint?
Streets are ready to go. We've got them all built out and they're in good shape for the city to take over now. Now's the time to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna get any more welcoming to them as time goes by. These roads are all recently built, so now they're on that maintenance cycle. So
do we have any storm drain issues that would need to be rectified, or is this just all everything goes?
Yeah, there's some things that we can talk to them about, some specialty things that need to occur in their storm drain systems there, but it's all they're probably used to in other areas. It's due to the area, the issues we have out there. So
we'll be working with North Salt Lake to make sure they've liked to play a game with us that the roads are still in our name, even though it's in their city. I'm going to make sure that they understand that the road and the property, everything goes. Everything it's all yours.
Yeah.
So we'll just be working on a few little details like that to make sure that it's a package.
Yes.
You get all of it.
Okay.
So that's the plan. It's a pretty aggressive time schedule, but I don't see a reason that we shouldn't.
Let's just go.
So do this at our regular commission meeting on the 27th.
Yeah. We'll hold the public hearing for this.
Put it in the back.
After.
Maybe announce it for 10:30, or should we announce it for 10?
Public hearing, probably announce it for 10:30. Of this property,
it's kind
of unless it interrupts our commission meeting. What do you think? Is it going to interrupt people coming in?
I think you can say, well, that's a good point.
Do any of you believe
just hold it at 10
that those that we can't meet those four findings? I mean, they're on the second page of this resolution, and as Mike mentioned, we have to meet all four of those findings. I'm not even sure what the last one is.
I think the legislature has been looking at these and been trying to help us to get these fixed, but they want us to do these things. You know, the legislature has made a pathway for us so that we can clean these up. Because it's not just our county that has these issues. Weber County's got some. Utah County's got some. Other cities have got some. Maine counties, they're trying to make language easy for us. So let's get rid of these pockets.
Mike, would you envision a narrative response at the public hearing to these items of why we believe we're meeting these?
Yeah, I think there'll be some discussion, yeah.
I'll let Bob.
I think it'd be good for staff to tell the commission why it makes sense or why we feel like it's justified.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work with the attorney's office to make sure we've dotted the I's across the T's and on this stuff, but.
Has Battiful had any interest in it?
Who?
Battiful.
I've talked to Battiful. I reached out to them and had a conversation with them. They have said that they do not have an interest in this, that and North Salt Lake has told us verbally that this has been in their annexation area for a long time. We will get that in writing. But Bountiful has stated verbally to me that they're not interested in any of this area.
So when we finish with this one, is there a location kind of straight to the west from here that they're also interested in picking up?
On the other side of the Jordan River? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that kind of down there, that kind of where there's that one.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about that big building by 215.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have an interest in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the entity would.
They've stated that in the past. We offered that to them several times. Yeah, you have that.
Well, let's do it again. Let's do this, then we'll do the next one.
Yep.
If we could do this and move up and get Mutton Hollow into Kaysville, that'd be good for us too.
Get a little side on this, but I think that on the Mutton Hollow, part of that would have to be kind of a combination between Kaysville and Lake.
Probably.
Yeah. And I can't get late and agree on it. You try to.
Well, no, we need to talk.
Kaysville's particular about their power.
Yes, they are. Okay, we got some other things we need to move on to, so. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.
All right, Commissioner Stevenson, I'm looking for a motion to go into closed session.
I make a motion that we go into closed door meeting at this time based upon Utah Code 53-4-205-1C for session discussion.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No, thank you, Bob. All right.
The time is 9:49, and this meeting is adjourned.